Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, president of Aerospace Management System Institute in Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the set of the Florida Aviation Network. I'm Ben Coleman. I'm your anchor host, and we want you to be an anchor host. Doing something a little bit different this morning, and this is something that needs to be developed to the nth degree, because this is such an easy position to hold as far as being a host. Anchor host, at that. It's also one of the most difficult, challenging, and disappointing positions to have on the cast, because things can go horribly wrong up here, and it's all our fault as a host, or it's all of our credit as a host. Wow, that was great. Ooh, why did you do that? So it's just something that we want to share, and we do have Laurie Bradner. Laurie.
Hi, Ben. How are you? It's good to be here.
It's great to be here. Yeah. And Laurie?
Yep.
We are looking for more hosts.
Yes.
We need hosts.
Yes.
And hostesses.
Yes, we do.
We are going to talk about some of the do's and the don'ts. And I'm looking at a tally light right now. See, it bounced back and forth because guys in the back are listening. I've got this earbud in my thing. And this thing here, you hear that?
They hear it.
Oh, sorry, Steve. Stay away from your mic. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're talking, and if you're holding one of these field mics, remember, about 6 inches, and it's directional. You're going to get a lot better coverage if you hold it at the mouthpiece of who your guest is. But, Laurie, what have you learned? Because you've been a host now for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And have you had any faux pas or things that you have accidentally
Me?
Done?
No, Ben, never had a faux pas. No, not at all. Absolutely. But, Ben, I tell you what, we do need, as always, because we are all volunteer, mm-hmm. We do need volunteers. I would say to you that we're very lucky here at the Florida Aviation Network, because a host is only as good as the crew. And the truth be told, given everyone that we have on the crew, from our camera to our sound, to our floor manager, I think you might know her, Ben, it makes our jobs very easy. But one of the things that I think is really, really important for someone that wants to do this position, that wants to mm-hmm. volunteer in this position, Ben, is that the ability to be authentic and genuine. We're all human. We all make mistakes. We all make blunders. We all stutter sometimes. We all, you know, we all misspeak. But it's that ability on camera that I think our viewers, as well as the people that are watching later, that watch as they go on the videos, mm-hmm. our viewers are, they want to see people that are real, that are genuine. I think it's key. We have the best job, Ben, because we get to meet some of these performers that are, you know, our guests that are here, the guests that are here at Sun and Fun only get to see from afar. They only get to see them in the air, or they only get to see them waving from their cars. Ben, you and I in the Florida Aviation Network, we get to shake their hands. We get to hear their incredible stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Ben, if I had to say two things, it would, or a few things, I would say we are looking for people that like people, like to talk to people,
mm-hmm.
are genuine, are authentic. And you know what, Ben, I've really found is it's key in our position to be good listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Because our job, Ben, is to make our guests look fantastic at all cost. That's our job. And they depend on us mm-hmm. because some of them, Ben, they are the best at what they do. But Ben, they get this camera and they get these lights and they go and they freeze. And it's our job to make them feel comfortable, talk to them, let them know we've got you. We're going to make this painless for you. We're just going to talk, tell your story. That's what we are. Ben, we are just, that's our job, is to get others to tell their story. Best job ever. We need you.
It's so easy to ask extemporaneous questions because we're always thinking, a good host is thinking one, two, three questions ahead. Right. Because every now and then you get a guest that runs out of steam.
Sure.
They run out of gas.
Sure.
They don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Or they freeze. Yeah. Or they don't like what they're hearing.
Yeah.
Therefore, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And they start to clam up.
Yep.
What's the worst thing to have when you're on live television? Dead air. What's going on? Who's saying what?
That's why everybody goes,
and
what?
So a good host, the difference between a good host and a great host, keeps it interesting, compelling, keeps it going. They don't get nervous and fill up the airspace with ums, and the pregnant pauses.
Right.
Sometimes are good. Sometimes you will notice, and this is where OB2 really likes it when he's producing, or TD. He likes the pregnant pauses, because when we're speaking and something goes wrong, if we fill up the air constantly with noise, they can't splice in a fix. So when you're announcing or introducing yourself, every now and then, it's not a faux pas. We're not messing up, but you're having a pregnant pause.
Right.
Just to give an opportunity to splice in something.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do, because you get on a roll and you want to keep things going and you feel compelled to keep the ball rolling. But every now and then, you just need to stop the ball.
Yeah.
So. And it's so difficult because you have a vast background in education. I have a vast background in accident investigation and maintenance and aircraft operations. Love to tell you about myself, but we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. And it's so easy to get wrapped up in, I've done that before. There was one time, I've got to tell you about this. It's so hard to fight that urge to do that, because we're here because we're driving. You familiar with the art of the sport of curling?
Yes, I am.
We're the sweepers.
Yep.
That's the stone.
I like it.
We're the sweepers, and it's just kind of, we just kind of help guide things along.
Yep.
And this thing in my ear right here, I don't know, number camera one. Yeah, you were asleep, weren't you, Bob? Uh-huh. Woke you up. This little ear thing, this IFB, internal feedback, can be very, oh, thank you, John, appreciate that. It can be it can actually distract you as you're on a thought process. You've got a question you're coming up with, and all of a sudden John says, Ben, you realize you didn't do that right. And it is the future farmers of America. The other day I was talking to a guy I've known for 15 years, and I called him Larry. His name was Steve. So, I mean, strange things happen, but you have to adapt. You roll with it.
Yes.
And we're live. And if you make a mistake or drop something oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Sorry about that. You carry on. You work through it. You push through it. You don't panic, because they see it.
I think, Ben, when I think one of the keys we're looking for, and we certainly are searching for the younger generation. And Ben, we just, I had the pleasure of producing a TEDx Youth. And I want you to know that there are plenty of youth out there that have the public speaking ability. And there is no doubt when you talk about this role and you talk about the role of being a host or hostess that you've got to have the gift of gab. You've got to be able to have all of those key components of public speaking, being able to speak clearly, enunciate, being able to communicate clearly. And as you said, Ben, without the ums and the ers. And that comes with time, and it's not that we don't do it. One thing I would tell you, Ben, is I think that sometimes this role that we're doing this for is a little scary, mm-hmm. because I don't think people, you know, it's a little frightening to think about being on the camera, to think about the responsibility. And I love your analogy of being the sweeper, of having to, and I'm going to use the term carry the guests, mm-hmm. to help them and make them feel comfortable. But you know what I've found, Ben, is that it's like anything. And I think it's like flying, Ben. It's like learning to fly. The more you do it, mm-hmm. the easier it becomes. But I have to tell you, Ben, from the moment I started until now, and I'm not ready to quit yet, so I'm going to keep going. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Ben, if you are genuine, if you're authentic and you have fun, and we have so much fun, we're serious about what we do, we're serious about safety. I will tell you, I've worked with professionals in the industry, on the production industry and the acting industry, that have worked with the Florida Aviation Network. Mm-hmm. Ben, do you know that they have said they have not ever worked with a more precise, professional crew that does a better end product? And these are people that have worked in New York, they've worked in California, no offense mm-hmm. to anyone else. Mm-hmm. We're an all-volunteer crew, Ben, but mm-hmm. the quality, if you want to be part of an organization that puts safety and quality first, the Florida Aviation Network is the place that you want to be. And Ben, I love being this. I love the fun. And you know what? We really are a family. And Ben, we want the new people that are interested in becoming a host or becoming one of our roving reporters and learning that we've got people here that will mentor you. It's not like, Ben, we're not just going to throw them up here and go, mm-hmm. oh, by the way, you get to interview Lights Lane House. Mm-hmm. No, we're not going to do that to them. They're going to be with us on the set. We're going to be guiding them through. We've had young people that we've trained. My own daughter, who's graduating, Ben, we've trained her on the cameras. We've got mm-hmm. so many people here that if you're interested in the technology, if you're mm-hmm. interested in the technical aspect, the on-camera, like you said, Ben, being a host, Ben, we're here mm-hmm. to help them. And we're here to teach them because, no offense, Ben, but we're not going to be here forever.
No, I'm only 28 years old.
We need the next generation.
Let me throw something at you that some folks really may not think about. But okay. as we're talking here, and you have a guest that you're on a roll, and somebody comes in your ear and says, you have 2 minutes. Okay, 2 minutes. And we're talking, and you're asking questions, and,
yeah.
and you're thinking, 2 minutes, where am I going to go in 2 minutes? But now that 2 minutes is a minute and 50 seconds.
Right.
But we may not be watching it, but they are.
Yep.
And if you're on the bird, as Obi says, I mean, yep. you got to stay on your time hacks.
Yes,
really.
We do.
And then you're developing this, and now you hear 30 seconds. And the floor manager's there giving you the 30 seconds. And then you do something really stupid, like say, well, Laurie, as we wrap it up, tell me how you started flying. No. Oh, why did I say that? Holy mackerel. How am I going to get her to shut up in 20 seconds? Because
yeah.
now 10 more seconds have passed.
And you know what, Ben? That's when you're honest. That's when you have to be honest. Because our guests, Ben, I know right now, I can see them back there. Hi, guys. Our production crew, they're talking in your ear. And they're like, wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. I know. I can hear them. Stop her talking, Ben. But you know what? That's when we need to be honest with our guests. And I tell you, Ben, one of the ways that I do it is I always, mm-hmm. I say, listen, I would love to hear this. I am so sorry. But unfortunately, we've got to get ready for the next segment. But will you promise to come back? I'm going to hold that thought and promise to come back. And Ben, I will tell you, one of the keys of being a host or a hostess, you know what, Ben? I think it's like aviation. And you've got a lot more experience in that area than I do. But, Ben, we've got to think fast. We've got to be able to think critically. Mm-hmm. We've got to be able to problem solve fast. And sometimes, Ben, we got to fly by the seat of our pants.
And you
can speak to that.
And in those pants are pockets.
Yeah.
And those hip pockets. And this is why it's important to learn a little bit about your guest.
Yeah. Yes.
Beforehand, if you have time to study.
No. OB, you make time to study, Ben.
You find out, you Google them, you vet right. them as much as possible, and find out, yes. because you have to have something in your hip pocket, because if you run out of gas, you have to have somewhere to go that's meaningful.
Right.
Because there's a lot of time and money and effort put behind these yes. recordings, and they're not, well, they are recordings, but used to be video, it's on tape, it's on film, but it's not on film anymore, it's on digits, and there's a cost involved with that.
Yeah.
So, and even the time that we spend here developing this has a value.
Yes, it does.
And that's the reason we want to make this value as much as possible go in the direction that you want it to go.
Yeah.
And you're going to be talking to lights, mm-hmm. and what's your primary focus in talking about with lights, and I know this is his grand
yeah.
finale,
yeah.
his personal as the leader of yeah. Sun and Fun, but you're going to want to develop how this last year was, his most meaningful time and experiences, and what's he looking forward to doing next.
Right.
You know, limit it to three things.
Yep.
And no, I want 5.5 minutes. I just got 5 minutes in my ear. I said, no. Okay.
Yep.
We're going to, now I've got 4 minutes and 50 seconds.
And you know what, Ben? This is about, I think you said it right. Number one, do your homework. And that is as a host. And I would encourage all of you, those of you that are interested in joining us, we would love to have you. Even if you have a remote interest, we would ask that you would come seek one of us out, talk to one of us. We would love to share the joy of our Florida Aviation Network family and what we do here. And you know what, Ben? It's those things that I teach my own students, and that is we plan our work and we work our plan. And we've got a wonderful director here, OB Young. He's our executive producer, our director. He keeps us on track, and we're a handful. I know that. But I want you to know he keeps us on track. But if there's one thing I've learned from him, it's cross your T's, dot your I's. Be prepared for anything. But you have to do that in aviation,
mm-hmm.
Ben. And that is something that I've learned from him as a hostess. And so I would encourage any of the young people, whether you're at CFAA, whether you're in Polk County Schools, whether you're in Hillsborough mm-hmm. County Schools, if you have an interest, come talk to us, because we've got the team to help you do this. And Ben, as you said, do your homework, have your 3 points, plan your work your plan, be proactive. I've learned that from OB, mm-hmm. not reactive, always proactive. And you know what, Ben? The team, because we work together, it's always a success. And we always have fun. It's always fun.
And there's things going on in the background. Anybody ever heard of Toastmasters?
Yes. I'm a member.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Hitting your time hacks is something that you practice all the yes. time with Toastmasters.
Yes.
And your worst critics are your best critics
yes.
in Toastmasters.
Yes.
Because if you're giving a 1 minute icebreaker, by golly, it better be 59 and a half seconds.
Yep.
Because if you go over 1 minute, man, you get the gauntlet thrown, you get beat up, they stamp on you, they just trample you.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's awful.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Smack you around and beat you up. But anyway, when you start making your time hacks, now you're starting to become a professional.
Right.
Now you're a pro.
Right.
And this is a life lesson.
Yes.
Because if you're going out for a job interview and you know you have 15 minutes, you better time that 15 minutes and get all the points that you want to have.
In that time.
Oh, and I think we're going to make it. But it's controlling your time,
Ben,
and it's filling up those time.
The floor
spaces.
Manager's giving you the wrap it up sign. I just saw it. We
okay.
get that, too. I just want you to
know. Well, I know how to ignore her. Never
you
mind.
Can,
oh,
I can't,
oh,
Ben.
Oh, never mind. But the thing is, it is a life lesson.
Yes.
And you're saying control your lesson. You mentioned it in training, your education. You plan your lesson.
You plan your work and you work your plan.
Well, in aviation, you plan your flight and you fly your plan.
That's right.
If you don't plan your flight yeah. wisely, you're going to have a loose flight.
Exactly.
Lori, I would like to start to close out and wrap it up right now because we have other guests
yes.
to arrive. But the whole purpose of this was to bring out and develop some of the attributes of being a good host
and get more.
As we wrap it up, did you know that public speaking, most of the public would rather die by fire than get up in front of a crowd and speak?
I do.
The ones that fear it the most are the ones that I would like to identify and find and bring them out of their shell and make them feel comfortable in being themselves in front of anybody and everybody.
It's a life skill.
Or just themselves. You got to be comfortable in your own skin to be a good host.
Yep.
And we want you to be the best host.
Yes.
Lori, thank you for your time and your expertise and your experience. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Try to come out of your shell a little bit.
No, Ben,
and
I'm a work in progress.
Be a little bit more outspoken.
I'm a work in progress, Ben. Okay. I'm a little shy.
Thank you very much for joining us
here
on the set of Florida Aviation Network. And we're going to wrap it up because I think I'm within like 5 to 10 seconds of being a clear hack. Thank you for these guys are brutal. These guys are brutal. This is awful. Take it easy. We'll see you next interview.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.